Morning. If you could open your Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 7. It says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer." Just that statement alone, "the end of all things is near," is a bold statement. But he's letting us know, because of this, be of sound judgment. To be temperate, self-controlled, sober-minded, curbing one's desires and impulses. Soberness of spirit is to be calm and collected in spirit. It also has the word circumspect, which is careful to consider all circumstances and possible consequences. To sum it up, it's basically the word prudent. He says now, sober judgment, sober spirit, so that we, for the purpose of prayer. He says, above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Employ it. Put it to work. Employ it. The special gift in serving one another as good stewards, so that this grace of God can show itself in so many different ways. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified. That this manifold grace of God, and as we desire to employ serving one another, loving one another without complaint, building up one another without complaint, so that God will be glorified. That's the goal. Through Jesus Christ, through the heart of His Son, through us desiring to serve, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever, that glory that man would desire to seek really belongs to Jesus Christ. That's His glory. It belongs to Him. And we should want to make sure that it goes to Him. With these things, turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 13. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder. So we see Peter coming to the Christian people. I wanted to take a few minutes this morning as we start this new year. As Christian people, as people that desire to want to follow Jesus Christ, as a church, to let you guys know the different opportunities that are here, that are at Family Bible. And there are some different opportunities to serve, and there may be some to even speak. But one of the opportunities is cleaning. We have, it's about four families on a rotation that clean the church once a week, so anywhere between Wednesday night and Saturday sometime, a family will come in and they'll clean the church. I'd really like to see somewhere in between the 8 to 12 in that rotation, but there's opportunities to clean, which really is a great opportunity to do it as unto the Lord, because it's behind the scenes. It's an opportunity to serve. It's an opportunity to employ that servant's heart. And without man even seeing what you do, and knowing every time that you come in to do that, you're preparing this house for worship on Sunday morning. So that's something that I wanted to let everybody know, that there's an opportunity and there is a need to have different ones to volunteer to come in and clean. We can probably put a sheet up there in the back, and just to be praying and asking the Lord, "Lord, is this somewhere where I can serve? Is this somewhere where I can be involved?" I remember when I first came to Family Bible, I didn't really know where to get involved, and I didn't really know how to get involved. I just knew there were certain places where there was needs, and I would just jump in. And through that, the Lord began to grow me more. He began to give me direction. So just to let you guys know about the cleaning. We also have men's prayer, which is going to start next Saturday. It's at 7 a.m. men's prayer on Saturday mornings in the portable. The first Saturday that we have men's prayer will be a work day. So we're trying to shoot for the first Saturday of every month. We'll have a work day of that month, but 7 a.m. It's a good opportunity for the men of this church to come together, to grow in the Lord, and to build one another up with a time of fellowship and prayer, and also the reading of God's Word. So the first Saturday of every month will be the work day, and then the Saturdays following that will be men's prayer at 7 a.m. So we got Young Adults and Youth Friday Fellowship, which is going to be on the last Friday of every month. And our goal is to go out this year and to look for opportunities to begin to witness and to share the gospel with others and to have a time of building each other up as well. We also have the nursery. It's opportunities to serve. Those are opportunities that when you come in, and the ladies that do it, it's a very honorable thing, because it's really a time where you feel as if nobody sees it. It really is. It's a time where you're like, oh, man, does anybody acknowledge, does anybody even know I'm over here doing this? But the Lord knows. And so there's always opportunities to get involved in different ways here at Family Bible. If you could, turn me to Haggai chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 2. It's right in between Zechariah and Zephaniah. If you can find Malachi, go back a couple books. But in verse 2, he opens up. And this Haggai seemed to really come from out of nowhere. But it says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says," this is what he's telling Haggai to say to the people, "the time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. Is it now?" Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Going through this book was very convicting for me, because it reminded me of how comfortable we get going home to our paneled houses. And that sometimes the church can be put on the back burner. And so it's at times where the Lord has ways, as 2 Peter says, to stir you up by way of reminder, to let us know that these are opportunities and these are ways that get involved and ways that can help and ways to build up the body, as Ephesians chapter 4 says. And so we don't want to leave his house desolate, and we don't want to neglect it, but that we want to show it honor. Just like whenever we have times of fellowship with eating and times like that, we have the opportunities over there in the portable and being mindful about cleaning up as we're leaving, being mindful about where we place things and how we do it. So a big call is just to remember to love one another. I used to have a helper, and he had a brother that they lived together. And his brother would always just leave stuff kind of strung out everywhere. And his other brother would always look at him and go, "Don't worry, somebody will get it. Somebody will pick it up." And I used to laugh because it was true. And as a helper, if I would set down a tool or something, he goes, "Don't worry, Josh, somebody will get it." And I would say, "You're right, man, I need to pick that up." So it's just an opportunity to come together. It's this year starting by way of reminder to bring things into focus as Christian people. We claim the name of Christ to bring things into focus for us as this year's getting started, to really make sure we're being mindful and to sit back and say, "Lord, is this an opportunity where I can get involved? Is this an opportunity where I can serve? Are those people coming together? Lord, I want to be there." Because what I've begun to realize is it's not so much about me as much as it is about the other people. It means something to them every time you're there. It means something to them every time you begin to serve and minister. And it's a way to show our love for one another. And it says to be fervent in our love for one another, to be earnest, diligent in showing that desire. It also ties into the word to be stretched. So let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, we just want to thank you, Lord, that, Father, you have allowed us to have this church here. because, Lord, that is your kindness. And then, Father, we do not want to be negligent in the way that we honor your house. And, Lord, we don't want to be negligent in the way that we show our care and our love for one another. Because, Lord, you told us that they will know us by our love for one another. So, Father, even now, guide and direct our hearts as there are needs and there are opportunities, Lord, here to serve. That, Father, we would just come before you and that we would ask you, Lord, if these opportunities and places where we can serve, is there something that I can do that would be more honorable to you than, Lord, neglecting your house? So, Father, we just want to thank you today that you've established us. You've allowed us to be here. Lord, we want to be a light in this community. We want to be mindful about the way that we carry ourselves and the way that we show care for one another. So, Lord, we thank you for your kindness, for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for your word, Lord, that gives us direction in all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.